Good morning, everybody. This is Daniel Ortiz here with Bistro Uprising. This is the first episode of my podcast, and today we're going to talk about how can you leverage social media to get more customers into your door. Have you struggling to get more people into your door recently, or have you noticed that your revenue has dropped about, I don't know, 10%, 20% over the last couple of months of years? There is a reason for that, and it's not necessarily because your cuisine sucks or your food is not well, or I don't know. It could be the main reason why restaurant owners are struggling right now. I have seen this trend. I have talked to with several restaurant owners, and they don't see the big picture here, but the main reasons is the lack of attention. And nowadays, human attention span is 5 seconds. Long time ago, it used to be like 20 minutes, but nowadays with social media, all these advertising around us, we tend to, on average, we see 5,000 ads on a day without even notices. It's constantly like them bombarding us with those ads and everybody's trying to sell you something, right? So attention span of people is really, really, really difficult to get. And now attention has become like are a new currency. If you get people's attention, they will get to know you, and therefore they can come to your restaurant. In this case, we're talking about just restaurant owners and how to get people into your. So that's the topic of the day. So I would highly recommend, if you are not on social media right now, the first thing you need to do is create a profile of your restaurant and every freaking free platform, social media platform, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, YouTube. People say, yeah, but I'm a restaurant. How go to Benihana's YouTube channel? They have a YouTube channel. Why do you think they're a franchise? And like that's so many. If you go to McDonald's, Burger King, they all have social media. Chick-fil-A, they don't even open on Sunday, and they're losing millions of dollars for that. But look at them, very successful in and out. And you don't have to. I mean, if you're a local business owner, so if you have a family business, I mean, you don't need to compare with those franchise, because I bet you 100 times. I can put my money down. I'm pretty sure that your cuisine is way 10 times better than those food. Burger King, that's junk food. I mean, that's not even good food. I know if you're if you have a burger, American tradition cuisine, if you have a barbecue restaurant, if you have a Peruvian, whatever, any casino, I mean, I bet for sure that you're struggling not because of your product, but because of the lack of attention that you're getting right now. So attention means getting awareness. The best way and the cheapest way to do this nowadays is through social media. Yes, Facebook, Instagram, all those areas. Those are communication channels. Let that sink in your brain. That's not like for getting likes and stuff. Yeah, that's all cool, and you release dopamine with all that. But the main, you're going to use them as communication channels to build rapport with your potential customers and people that are already into your ecosystem, because they are already customers of yours. So when I say social media, this is a topic that is going to be like, I can talk for 10 episodes about social media, but the main thing here is that if you're not on social media right now, that would be the first step to take. Build profiles on, first of all, it's free. Second is where the eyeballs are right now. Let me repeat that again. Is where the eyeballs are right now. You probably have a Facebook profile right now. Probably an Instagram account too. So why you wouldn't have it for your own business? And if you have it but you never post, that's the same thing. You need, if you have it, and if you're not posting right now, you need to start posting. But not posting, this is a big topic. This is why everybody get confused. They start posting and they're like, go here, get this discount, or buy this from us. Like buy, me. No. You're going to make social media The way how social media works is that you put content out there and you tell your story. Who you are, what makes you different than your competition, why your restaurant is better than XYZ restaurant, why they people come to your restaurant and not to your competition. What is your differentiate factor? That's the main subject here. Telling your story through social media so people can get to know you, because there's three stages. Let's say for now, there's three stages. The first one is awareness, attentionness. People that don't know you never will buy from you. So that would be the first step. This is the first step. Getting awareness, attentionness in your restaurant. And you're going to use Facebook, Instagram, and all these communication platforms, social media platforms, to get their attention so people can get to know you, who you are. And the best way to communicate who you are is through your story. Why did you open your restaurant 16 years ago, 9 years ago, 1 year ago? It doesn't matter. Why you did it? What's your story? What about your plates? What is it? Is this a family restaurant? Tell your story. How long have you been in business? What is your main differentiating factor from other restaurants in the same cuisine? That would be the first step. Then you keep posting and you're going to reply to every comment, positive, negative, like emojis, whatever. And you're going to be a raper with these people. So that would be the first step. Awareness would be getting to know you. Second, building raper, getting to like you. And the third one, that's when you punch them with a right hook, which means the sale, the conversion. Whenever they come into, that's how you try to get them into your doors. You're gonna, after you build rapport, that they get to know you, like you, and like you, then you can send in a promotion. Hey, you know what? Thanks, appreciate the following. Thanks for reply to our message. Here's a 20% discount coupon. And that's, by the way, that's how you measure if this whole process is working, because as soon as you have as you give them a 20% discount coupon, this is just one example. This is not a black and white thing. This is just one example. And when you're gonna go to your POS system and you're gonna put that discount there and you're gonna count how many discounts are getting into your doors daily. So you know how many new guests are you getting on a daily basis. And that's the process you should be following. You shouldn't be trying to sell them right away in the first step. Don't skip the first two steps, because it doesn't work like that. You don't want to buy from someone that you don't even know. It's like I'm walking on the streets and this random guy or gal stop me, hey, buy this for me. The first thing I'm gonna think is like, who are you and why are you trying to sell me that? But if instead these people come, hey, I'm your neighbor. I realize that you live here like one street, one block away from me. Hey, I'm Lucy, or I'm Joseph. Okay, next day, hey, Joseph, how you doing? Good. What about your dog? Good. Now I know him more. And then the third day, he can tell me about his business. I have this idea. Huh? Would you like to see it? Sure, why not? And then that's building rapport, getting to know me. I got to know him or her. And then we'll build in rapport from each other. And then the third one. And then when you start asking this, but there is a huge book that talks about this from Gary Vaynerchuk that is called Right Hook. No, Jab, 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 Right Hook. Sorry. Jab, 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 Right Hook. Jab means giving without asking. And after you give like a bunch of times, then you ask, not even take, but ask. That's when you ask for the sale, because they're going to buy whenever they feel ready, they're going to buy. But the process work amazingly if you follow the steps. So remember those three steps. If you're not on social media, start building your profile. Start posting on a daily basis, Facebook, Instagram. Use stories on Instagram. They're huge. Facebook stories, Instagram stories, Snapchat stories. There's a lot of eyeballs in those stories right now, 2019. And it's only gonna get bigger. post about everything in your restaurant, and sometimes it doesn't even have to be with your restaurant. If you see a beautiful kid just playing around in your restaurant, just take a picture. Oh, here is Lucy, here is, like, I don't know, Brian or whatever, a kid in my restaurant. Like, tell stories. Stories sell. People love stories. They don't like, buy this, like, buy one, get one free. No. Tell stories. Build rapport. And then you can pitch them whenever you know that you have built rapport with them. So I hope you can grasp this a little bit. I don't want to make this first podcast that long. Again, my name is Daniel Ortiz from Bistro Uprising. I'm going to try to help everybody in what I have learned in the last couple of years about social media marketing and how you can build your business through social media, in this case restaurant. I'm focusing on restaurants because I know there is a huge industry here in the United States, but everybody's getting behind because they're not using social media the right communication channels to use nowadays. So I hope you guys can find some help in this podcast. And tomorrow I'm going to keep talking about social media and how you can start posting, tools that you can use to post. You can even schedule posts so you don't have to be every day posting. You can just schedule them and they're going to post by themselves. This is a huge, huge, huge time saver. And I'm pretty sure you're going to love that episode too. So stay tuned, guys. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Again, my name is Dan Ortiz. Talk tomorrow. Have a great day. Hello everybody and welcome to the Bistro Uprising episode number 2 podcast. My name is Daniel Ortiz for those who didn't listen the first one. This podcast is basically focusing on restaurants and how to leverage social media platforms, which are the best communication channels nowadays to bring more people and more awareness around your restaurant. So on the first episode we spoke about how to create these profiles on social and on every social media platform, which is free. And then the main focus of those social media platforms are posting every day about your experiences inside the restaurant created by your current customers. That would be a good approach to start with. If they share and so post on social media on Facebook and they're tagging you based on your location, or if you already have a profile in there and they are tagging you, the best thing to do is repost that user-generated content so then they can feel that you're really paying attention to them, that you really care, and they're going to feel that reciprocity and they're going to keep doing and they're going to keep talking good things about you, and they will come back for sure, or most likely they will come back to experience again that attention and that good experience inside your restaurant, assuming that you have a good product and a great customer service. So you might think also, yeah, but that's, I don't have time for that. I'm a business owner and I have to manage all the other tasks that a business owner usually do. And I understand that. So I'm going to give you today some tools that you can use to automate these social media platforms such as Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter or Snapchat. But I will highly recommend you focus only on Facebook and Instagram right now. Facebook owns Instagram, so both platforms work together. So my main focus always for you as a restaurant owner, that you need to focus on Facebook, because Facebook has a strong database, so you can do your retargeting. And we're going to talk about retargeting and how to create ads for your restaurant in the next episode, but for now I would highly you recommend that you can apply this to your restaurant, because when you create posts and you share content, that's how you create awareness. That's how you gain awareness organically to your restaurant. So for Facebook, you can even schedule the posts. So you can sit Or you can sit down yourself on a Sunday or on a Monday, which are the slowest, I mean, typically it's the slowest day of the week for a restaurant. So you can sit down for an hour and you can go to websites like canva.com. That'll be canva.com. This is totally free app. It's a totally free website that you can create Facebook posts and Instagram posts, and they have these templates pre-made. You just have to change the text, and it's really, really simple. They have 22 video tutorials, so you can become basically an expert in 1 hour inside canva.com, so you can create posts. So you're gonna create around 2 to 3 posts per day, so that would be a total of 21 posts per week. So you can, for example, on a Monday that is not that busy, you can take a bunch of photos when your iPhone. Try to hit like a good lighting, and if you can't show faces, it's gonna be like 10 times better than just showing a plate, because when you show a face online, it's the human interaction makes more enticing to people to click or like or share that photo or that video. Videos are 10 times better, but let's say that you're starting out and you want to create some pictures. So my highly suggestion is show some faces and good quality pictures with a good lighting. So you create around 21 posts on canva.com and you save them in your computer, and what you do next is you schedule them inside Facebook. When you create a post on Facebook, let's say add a picture and you put a description at the bottom, Facebook asks you this, like, do you want to post it now or do you want to schedule it? So you can schedule 3 posts per day, so they're going to post by themselves in that current week, and you can do this every Monday. And if you don't have time to do this, 1 or 2 hours to do this, the first time is gonna take you a little like, I don't know how to do this, but eventually you will get better. Or you can tell someone inside your staff, and you can separate them apart and say, okay, I'm gonna need you to do this for the next 2 hours. They're your employees, so it's gonna be beneficial for them, for you, and you can concentrate on other stuff that you need to do. So you can grab them, I don't know, a server or maybe your manager. Okay, I need you to do this the next hour. You're going to go to canva.com. I'm going to give you these pictures. Or you take your pictures with your phone, go to canva.com, put some text, or maybe don't put any text, but just put your logo and put a description that captures people's attention inside Facebook when the time of loading the post comes. And schedule the post. Once a week, 1 or 2 hours is going to take you. After a while, you can do this in 20 minutes. You will become way better if you repeat the process. Or you can schedule even for weeks, not even one, for weeks. You can take 4 hours of your day, or your employee and or a manager, server, whatever. And they can do this once a month. So it's perfect. But just keep in mind that if a special occasion comes, for example, tomorrow is going to be St. Patrick's Day, you have to create a post related that day, related to that topic. Maybe with a promotion, maybe with a discount code, maybe with a one buy one get one free. So keep the dates in mind as well when you're scheduling those posts. And you can, Instagram doesn't have like a automated like by itself. I think there's one company that does, that is Grow.co. That's grow.co, grow.co. I think it's like $9 a month, but you can schedule the post and they're gonna post by themselves. You just pre-post them, like the same thing like scheduling the post inside Facebook. So those will be my main two focus for now. Keep in mind that you should be using hashtag inside Facebook, but you should be using hashtags related to your restaurant, related to restaurants, related to your location. Put your inside Instagram, your location, the location of your restaurant. This is huge. so you can target local people around your area and around your restaurant, so they will be more likely to them to click on your post. And if you say, oh, yeah, but those posting, that's likes, I don't get customers. Remember that in order to get someone to buy from you, they need your attention first. You need to get their attention first, sorry. So the first stage would be attention, awareness. The second would be like, okay, they know who you are and the story of your restaurant. And third, you give them a bait, like a discount or like a BOGO promotion to entice them to come into your doors. It's like a process, it's a cycle. You don't buy nothing from someone that you don't know, but when you get to know someone, you buy them after you know them. Or when you're gonna buy something, it's more likely that you buy something if a friend of yours refer to you to that specific product or whatever, ebook or restaurant or whatever. So referrals are huge, recommendations are huge, because we trust, it's a trust factor in it. So on social media, it's the same thing. First of all, you need to show them who you are, where you are, and why. Your differentiating factor, remember in episode number one, your differentiating factor, why they should come to your restaurant instead of your competition. When you focus on dominating your competition, they will never touch you because you're the authority in your local area. So keep in mind that I'm assuming you have a great product, a unique product, a great customer service inside your restaurant. You just need to get people into your doors through this whole process of social media, using them as communication platforms. This is marketing, and this marketing has been the whole life. Years ago, people used to watch television and watch commercials from television. Nowadays, television has drifted to what we know now as YouTube. Television from YouTube, regular mail, from regular mail through emails. Now we don't listen too much radio, but we listen a lot of podcasts. So it's like the new communication platforms, and they're way cheaper, and they have this powerful data tools that we can use to, we can target people that are more likely to come to our restaurants. People, for example, Facebook has this powerful animal tool that is called detail targeting, where you can go in. And for example, let's say I have a friend who has a Brazilian steakhouse. So he sells like really good wine from Napa and all these cuts, beef cuts, lambs. It's a really, really like unique restaurant here in the area, Conquer. And he targets people who likes wine. 30 to 50, let's say people, I want to target men and women from 30 to 54 years old that likes wine and likes also rodizio. Rodizio is called to those Brazilian steakhouse in Brazil. So those people are more likely to get into his doors because he's not targeting a 13-year-old without a credit card in his hand or her hand. So that's the power of Facebook. That's why Facebook is so powerful and they got so rich, because they have all this data collected already, and we can use that data to bring people into our restaurants, in this case your restaurant. So your second task, if you already open your Facebook fan page and your Instagram business profile, connect them both and start posting. At the beginning, trust me, nobody, or pretty much you're gonna get like 5 or 10 likes. It doesn't matter. It's an exercise. That's how we should go. Don't feel like, oh, nobody's liking this. No. Remember, consistency on social media is the key. And pretty much is the key on everything. When you open your restaurant, you didn't open in one day. You probably planned this for months. And then you have to get all the pay. You got all the papers, all the permissions, all the staff. Okay, what are we doing? It takes a little bit of time. But if you do it every day, And now you have the tools and the ability to do this by scheduling the post, and you don't have to do this every day. It's a pain in the ass, believe me, I know that. But you can schedule those posts. So you're doing one times a month or one times a week, depends on you and your time. And then you can focus on all the things. Because we're gonna talk about customer attention after these people know who you are. Because this is the human part, it's important. If someone, if you make a post, if someone comments, good or bad, reply to them. Always. Always reply to customer concerns. Even if it's to grade you or to tell you something that you don't want to hear. And that's even more important. Because people tend to do that because they want attention. It doesn't matter. It's a good feedback. Even if they tell you something you did wrong, or they think you did wrong, just reply to them. It's not. Be humble. Be humble and get feedback. There's nothing more powerful than feedback from your customers, your current customers. In the long run, you can improve yourself by checking those feedbacks every day. But do this posting thing, believe me. This is the new way of communication right now. And this is going to be huge to get more awareness around your restaurant. I hope you guys can get some awareness as well and help from this little short podcast. Remember my name. My name is Daniel Ortiz. I live in Concord, California. I help restaurant owners to build awareness around your business through this podcast. You can look at my social media. And if you have any question, my Instagram account is Dan Ortiz, ESDANTIZ. So thank you very much for listening, guys. This is Bistro Uprising, third episode. We're going to talk about customer service and how to create ads for your business so you can have a massive amount of awareness, like at the top of your fingers in one day, literally. And you don't need a gazillions of millions of dollars to do that. You just need, I don't know, a budget like 100 bucks. That's nothing for you if you are in business already. I already know this. So thanks for listening, guys. If you have any questions or comments, or just don't hesitate, hit me up on Instagram. It's Dan Ortiz, at is Dan Ortiz. Or Facebook, my name is Daniel Ortiz. You can either add me on Facebook or whatever. Twitter is the same account. Thank you. Talk soon. Hello, guys. Welcome again to Bistro Uprising. This is the third episode of the podcast about how to market your restaurant with social media, specifically Facebook or Instagram. As you might know already, Facebook owns Instagram, so pretty much they're connected. And the first two episodes, I talk about why social media channels are the best communication, or why social media are the best communication channels nowadays to drive people into your doors for your restaurant nowadays, because social media is where the eyeballs are. People spend on average 1 hour in their phones nowadays, mostly on social media. Maybe 10 years ago or so, people used to type like www dot something. Now people use these apps like Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, TikTok, you name it, to get all kinds of information. If they want to know about you, they usually go to Google, or second, they go to your social media to check out who you are, what your story, what your restaurant is all about. Are you a franchise? Are you a local business owner who came from Italy, or I don't know, from my countrymen as well, like 3, 5, 10, 20 years ago? They don't know. They want to know. They want to know your plates. They want to know if you deliver. They want to know your hours. So you need to tell them
that in the best way, and where are you going to find your potential customers and where your current customers are is on social media right now. Probably 90% of your customers are there when they spend their time, the spare time. So it will be much easier for you to reach them through these new communication channels. And that's what I talk about in the first two episodes. So I talk about, like, if you don't have a profile for your business on Facebook right now, that would be the first task. Create a Facebook fan page, Instagram account for your restaurant, and connect in both. That's pretty easy. It's easy, really easy. 1 minute will take you to do that. Put a picture, profile picture with your logo if you have one, a cover photo with your name, the name of your restaurant, or a photo if you have a high quality. Please don't put like horrible blurry photos on social media, because nobody likes that. Pretty much don't post a photo that you wouldn't like. And after you create your accounts, just start posting. At the beginning, nobody's gonna see it, because organically Facebook doesn't give you that much reach. They pretty much give you 3-5% reach organically. That means that for every 100 people that like your fan page, only 3-5 are gonna see it. Why they do that? So you can spend money on ads to reach more people around your area, in your community. And that's not a bad thing. That's what this episode is all about Facebook paid advertisement to get weekly awareness around your restaurant. That would be the best way. So entering into Facebook advertisement is people think that it's really challenging or very, very hard to get to, but it's not. In reality, if you go to YouTube, you're gonna find thousands of people teaching you how to do this. So I always follow a cycle, which is like creating your fan page, and then I start creating some ads, not try to sell anything. And the first step would be like create a video brand for your a video, a 30 to 60 second video of your restaurant telling your story. What's your story? What makes you open your restaurant? Why you did it? And why your community should come to your restaurant instead of your competition. After that, I will blast that video around 15 to 20 miles around my business, in this case your restaurant. You can do that inside Facebook, and you can target people. Let's say that you're a Mexican restaurant, or you're a Brazilian steakhouse like my friend. I would go inside the Facebook business manager. Yes, you're gonna use a Facebook business account, not your personal profile. This is about your business, not about you. So you're gonna use a Facebook business account with your fan page. You're gonna put your credit card, and you can start testing $5 to $10 a day, and you can blast this video around your community. At the beginning, I wouldn't care about the ages or so. I would put like 21 and male and women 21 to 65 and plus, because you don't know in reality or exactly who your avatar is, your age range, and you want to get a lot of awareness even for people that hasn't heard from you before. So the first step will be creating awareness inside the Facebook Ads Manager. There's basically three steps. So the first step will be selecting the objective. To start, I will always start with the awareness objective. The second step is selecting the audience that you want to target. That's called the ad set level. So inside the ad set level, you can select the age range, the gender, people who tend to like. For example, if you're a Brazilian steakhouse, I would put like in the detail targeting tab, I would put people who likes steakhouses, Brazilian steakhouse or grill or grilling, or, you know, related keywords to that specific type of And there's an amazing amount of options inside Facebook. You can go to behaviors in that same tab and put people who likes to go to restaurants, local businesses, food in restaurants, people who likes wine, people who likes Rodizio, which is the steakhouse in how Brazilians call this in there, over there in Brazil. But you need to start playing with that and see that inside the detail targeting, there's a lot of options. But I would start with broad keywords so you can start creating audiences, like 50,000, 100,000 audiences. And then there's a tab that, like, if you keep scrolling, you're gonna see like placements. And I would suggest to only run your ads in the newsfeed of Facebook and Instagram. The other ones, you can skip those. Then you have your budget. You can put $5 to $10 a day and test them. And then you pretty much go to the third step, which is the creative for the ad itself. So you're gonna put a photo, a good quality photo. Don't start posting your plates. The best way to post is through that video, like a video brand of your restaurant, who you are. Or if you don't have a video, show your plates with people. People smiling. Human connects with humans. So show faces, smiling faces. If they're looking at the camera, much better. And you can create, like, you can put, like, I think you can put even like 10 photos in one post. And they pretty much, what Facebook does is they create like an A/B testing, which is like, it's the same app, but they show different images. But you don't have to complicate this. If you want to use just one image to test it, just like for 3 days and see the how many people you reach and stuff. And this is a easiest way to start to create awareness around your business. You're not selling anything. You're telling your story. Because after that post, you can use people who engage with that post. You can retarget them and show them your coupons or discounts or any promotion that you can run. But it's a process. So the process is awareness. People to get, pretty much people that doesn't know you to get to know you. And as soon as they know you, then you can start sending them promotions. And there's so many options with Facebook ads, but the easiest is just to target people around. You can put your address, the exact address of your restaurant, and Facebook is gonna ask you, okay, how many mile radios you wanna run this ad? You can put like 10 mile radio. A 10 mile radio is pretty good, because you're not gonna put 50 mile radio, because nobody's gonna drive more than 1 hour to get, even if your food is amazing. They don't have time. So it's better to test like 5 miles, 10 miles, 12, 15, depending. You know your restaurant more than me, so but do the numbers and testing. Well, Facebook ad is always testing to see what works and what doesn't work. But I'm pretty sure you're gonna get a lot of awareness quickly. If you spend, and if you think about it, $5, $10, that's like freaking Starbucks coffee costs like $7, a big one. So if you're one of those people who spend around $300 on Starbucks coffee every month, rethink about it. You can put that money into your restaurant and get a lot of awareness and start getting more clients. People that don't know you, they will know you through Facebook ads. And try to post high quality pictures, but much better if you have videos. Even you can grab like 5, 6 photos and create a slideshow, and that would be a video, because it's gonna convert better. So this is a podcast, and I cannot show you, like, it would be better. I'm gonna start creating YouTube videos, and I hope you, if you listen this, I appreciate it, because I'm doing this for the sake of, I mean, because I want to get out, I want to get, create awareness and help people, honestly, business owners, restaurant owners. And I'm creating this because when I got here to the United States, the first job I got was a restaurant, and that guy, really, really hardworking man, but really stubborn. And by being stubborn, he declared in bankruptcy not too long ago, and I don't want to live that again. That was a bad experience for me. I felt so bad for him because he was a hardworking man, but he decided to not try anything. He always was telling like, no, this happened every year, things are gonna get better. But yeah, he was in business for 30 years, but 30 years ago, there was no internet, there was no social media. Now things have changed. Now you need to use these communication channels to get more awareness. If not, you're going to be doomed. People are going to forget about you, about your business, even if you have a great business. Because nowadays, we are bombarded with social media posts, with ads. Everybody's trying to sell you something, so you need to be on top of the game. Become the authority of your business. Become the authority restaurant in your area and start blasting everybody with your story. Remember, these are social media channels. People are not there with the intention to buy. They're with the intention to know, to gossip, to watch stupid dog and cat videos. And you can interrupt their scrolling with your story. That's when you get in and you show them who you are and how you can, how, why, basically why you're gonna persuade them on why they should come to you and have that great meal that they are craving for. I hope you can grasp this concept of, about Facebook ads, and if you have any questions, just, I don't know, the best way to reach out to me is just go to Facebook and type Daniel Ortiz, and if you find me, just hit me with a message or something about Facebook ads. I'm going to be creating a YouTube channel pretty soon. But please, do yourself a favor. And if you're listening to me, do it for you. Do something. Don't wait. Don't wait and don't tell yourself, no, this is because the game. This is how this guy used to say, like, no, it's because the game. That's why people are not coming. No, it's too hot. No, it's too bad. Making excuses. You need, nobody's going to do things for you. And you're, if you're a business owner and you've been in business for many years, you already know this. Nobody's going to do anything for you. You just have to solve your things. You need to adapt to new times. And the new times are required to be good at social media. Yes, you're a business owner, but you need to learn about marketing. Because it's the best way to get new customers. Customer acquisition is a must in any business, offline and online. And I hope you can do it, because nowadays these communications channels are free to open an account in it, in them. And if you want to get a lot of awareness quickly, you can put some box in it, because it's the cheapest way. If you go to a radio station, they're going to charge you like hundreds, and you don't even know who you got from that advertisement. Same with magazines and newspaper, that doesn't even work anymore. It's too expensive, and you cannot target like specific audiences. But you can do this with Facebook and Instagram, believe me, it's pretty easy. And I hope you can do it. I hope you can try it. I hope you are a early adopter and you take steps. You're gonna make mistakes, yes, at the beginning, but that doesn't matter. We learn from mistakes. And if you're a businessman, you already know that nobody's easy. Everything that is worthwhile is uphill. But grasp this and get into this new trend, and you will get a lot of awareness. You will get a lot of new customers, which at the end is what you want, what you need. You need more revenue, more cash flow. And I hope you can do it. And yeah, start playing with Facebook ads. The good thing is that you can start with pretty much nothing. $2, $5 a day, $10. And then when you get better, you can start putting more money in. But, yeah, I wish, hope you can put in the work and start playing with Facebook ads and become an expert and get a lot of new customers into your restaurant. It was my pleasure to do this podcast. I feel great because I feel that I'm contributing with some restaurant business owners. And if you're listening to this, I mean, I appreciate that, and I wish you the best. If you happen to find my YouTube channel in the future days, I hope you can apply all these videos that I'm going to be creating, because I'm going to be creating how to create Facebook ads for restaurants specifically. and a few strategies so you can use to bring them in. Have a great day and talk soon.